Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In an hour, we will take your suggestions for this week's list. Favorite backyard activities, like, say, Saturday night when we're going to have a low down to 50. Wow. And it might be a good night for a bonfire.
Yeah.
What else are you going to be doing outside? Also, I learned today that you have never been to a fair.
To a state fair, county fair.
Interesting.
We had fairgrounds in my city where I grew up in Belleville, Illinois. And I'm sure I went there for something. The school fairs, I did that.
Not the same thing.
No.
Talk about it, because the Kansas State Fair gets underway on Friday. So coming up, we'll get your suggestions on what are the best parts of the fair.
I've actually lived here for, not consecutively, but I've lived here for a long time. I never went to the state fair. And I love the fact that Kansas has their state fair in September.
Yeah, I do too.
That's so much smarter.
This weekend. Wow, yeah. This weekend's going to be perfect. It's in Hutchinson. The Missouri State Fair is in Sedalia. Mm. It was a few weeks ago.
In August. Yeah, what are you doing?
It's bad.
It's crazy.
I guess I got to space them out. You know, you check around and see who's got state fairs when, so that they're not always in the same weekend.
As their own. They call it the Fall Festival, but it's a fair. And they do it in the last full weekend of September. It's pretty fun. I go just to eat a bunch of kettle corn. I mean, that's where I'm at in my life. So
that's where you're at.
Yeah,
your
I don't
life.
Ride the dumb rides. You know, I don't want to fall off and die.
You can still ride rides when you're older.
No, I'm at a point where I see the shaking of the rides that come in on the back of an F-150, and I'm like, I'm good. I don't need that.
Do you just not like rides?
No, we went to Worlds of Fun as a kid.
Do you go to Worlds of Fun?
Yeah. Okay. So I don't have a fear of heights or anything.
I actually am with you. I don't like, I'm thinking of school fairs now. Mm-hmm. The janky little rides they had there, like Rocco Planes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
When it was like tilting one way or the other. Yeah. Like, how is there insurance on this stuff? If not, I'm not getting on.
I don't do rides. I don't like roller coasters. I just don't do that. But when I was a kid, I would at least do the Tilt-A-Whirl.
Most of those things are just designed to make you dizzy and sick. I hate that feeling.
Yeah. But I would do the Tilt-A-Whirl. I would do the swings, like the big swings that swing you around and stuff like that.
Yeah. So I'll just go eat a bunch of kettle corn and drink my overexpensive root beer float, and I'll be happy.
By the way, this, I know the way you phrase that, it makes it sound like you're happy, but something you said earlier makes it sound like you're going to be sitting there frowning while shoving kettle corn in your mouth and slurping on a root beer float. Cause you're like, that's where I'm at in my life. Like, this is the only joy I have left. People just leave me alone so I can eat my kettle corn.
I mean, there is some truth to that, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Gosh, yeah. We also need to talk about your choice in fair food, and we'll talk about that coming up a little bit later, because there's so much better choices at the fair
than kettle corn.
Yes.
I love kettle corn. It's so good.
You can get kettle corn anywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's like fresh. It's right in front of you. Oh, it's so good. I love it. I love it so much. Okay. It's just sugary popcorn.
All right. Serious we'll talk story. About that after yeah. a little bit. Yes.
So the teenager who, I'm just going to say it, who shot and killed Sean Brady, admitted to manslaughter in that shooting death. He is being charged with manslaughter. Because he's a juvenile, they're not charging him as an adult. The Jackson County, Missouri Circuit Court announced yesterday that the juvenile charge in connection has pleaded guilty. At a hearing earlier that day, court documents noted the juvenile admitted he committed the Class B felony. Now he could face a maximum of 15 years in prison.
The suspect is a minor, so his sentence will not be made public?
Or his identity, I guess.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a minor. That's sure. not... But the sentence will not be made public?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
That doesn't make sense to me.
I've never seen that before.
At all.
Yeah, and if you don't know the backstory, you know, Sean Brady was a beloved chef here in Kansas City.
Irish Fest was just this past weekend, and they honored him
in multiple ways.
Yeah.
He was gunned down in the parking lot of his restaurant, Brady and Fox. It was, like 5:15 or so.
He was taking garbage out.
Last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was taking the trash out. He saw these people by a vehicle. He went over to speak to them. And they shot him. They killed him.
And they caught the suspects less than an hour later.
Yeah.
I mean, because they weren't very smart.
Jamie, not that this makes it better. I'm just trying to understand this. And I, you know, coming in, this happened when I wasn't living here. So I don't have as much background in this. I didn't talk about this as much as you guys did. Did they rob him? They didn't take his wallet or nothing?
We've never had motive. We have never, ever learned what the motive was. And also to refresh people's memories, two people were initially caught. Two juveniles were charged initially.
And one
charges against the second suspect were dropped in December.
Yeah.
So we don't know exactly what the motive was. If I recall, there was a car that was stolen in the middle of that, but I can't remember if it was in connection to this. And just that was a restaurant I went to a lot. That's not that far from me. It used to be around the corner. It used to be on Troost, and it was really great. And then it moved. And he was just so well known in the Irish community. And it was so stunning. I mean, like you said, it was 5 o'clock in the afternoon on a weekday. And he was just taking out the trash at his business and start talking to a couple of people there. And I remember that was the kind of thing my friends and I were texting each other about, like, oh my God, did you hear about Brady and Fox? Because that's how significant that was. You're concerned that he only pleaded guilty to manslaughter.
Yeah.
And not some, my guess is in order to avoid a trial in which they maybe thought they wouldn't win.
Why wouldn't they win?
I don't know. I don't know what the evidence is. I don't know.
I mean, I know he pled guilty, but I'm assuming they're probably security cameras there. They caught him so quickly.
I would assume. Yeah.
What bothers me about this is, calling this a juvenile case, like it's a kid who just pulled the pin on a grenade.
Yeah.
Is insane. Was he 9? Was he 11? Do we know the age of this guy? I mean, obviously he's under 18, but
they call him a teenager.
Yeah. If you're old enough to point a gun at a stranger, taking out the trash and pull the trigger.
Yeah.
You're old enough for adult consequences and public, transparent, accountable. A lot of homicides, and this is what bothers me so much about this type of murder. Mm-hmm. It's not just that it happened to, you know, a celebrity, a local celebrity, or somebody who was locally beloved anyway. It's that this kind of homicide is random.
Uh-huh.
And most homicides are, you know, that person really pissed me off. I've been having a fight with them for a while, and now it's over. When it's this kind of casual cruelty, where it's just a guy taking out the trash and you murder him, that, to me, the consequences of that can't just be, well, maybe we gave you 15 years. Because rehabilitation isn't going to take. It just isn't.
Sorry, here's the background you were kind of looking for here. He is 15, unless he's had a birthday since then. He initially was charged with a heck of a lot more. He was charged, last year with killing Sean Brady. Initially, he was charged with second-degree murder, attempted stealing, and armed criminal action. It was an attempted car theft.
Okay.
Sean Brady went outside to take the trash out. I don't know exactly what he saw, but he saw that these guys were trying to steal a car, apparently, and that he interrupted that. And that's they ended up shooting him.
Yeah.
And it was a judge. They tried to get him charged as an adult, but the judge in the case said, no, this is going to stay in juvenile court.
Ridiculous.
Here's my dumb question about the sentence. Is can he only, since he's being charged as a juvenile, 18? Is that the latest he can be? Because the story that I have says that he faces up to 15 years in prison.
Yep. Maximum.
But
he won't do that.
So even though they're charging him as a juvenile, he can still do way more time than past the age of 18.
Right. He'll be transferred to an adult facility when he turns 18. Yeah.
Hopefully he gets the max.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully he gets the max.
Hopefully, but he pled guilty. So that's probably they'll be more lenient on him for saving us, I guess, time, saving us money. But what we lose with things like this is a feeling of safety. Because now
it was scary.
Every person who's taken out the trash is going to be looking over their shoulder, no matter where you live in the area. You're going to be looking over your shoulder. Every restaurant worker is going to feel targeted. And that's why this, like I said, most homicides, you just go, okay, well, those two had a fight and they shot each other. This is a guy who was trying to steal a car. Brady went over to check out what was going on and ended up murdered. This is the kind of random, senseless violence that needs to be punished a lot more heavily than just, I don't know, something that got out of hand between two friends or a rival gangs or something like that.
Well, and it also raises the question then about, because I don't know if this was Sean Brady's car that they were trying to steal. I don't remember that detail about it. But this could happen at home. This could happen if you're at the grocery store or it could happen to anybody. If you walk outside and you see somebody trying to steal a car and it's obvious whether it's your car or not, do you do anything or not? And I don't know what the police advice here is, but now I feel like you can't talk to strangers anymore, no matter how like, what if they were trying to kidnap a kid? You know,
don't say anything. They're going to kill
you. Or do you call police? Yeah. Are they going to shoot you?
Exactly. That's why it bothers you. It's like, well, he's juvenile. So 15 max, that's probably enough. And then after he's not going to do 15. And then after what, 8-10 years, maybe he gets let out. And do you really think that he's going to be a productive, good member of society when he was capable of doing this at that young of an age, where he's going around just casually, randomly, cruelly murdering people? Like, this is the kind of thing that we have a problem with in this city, where it's saying to the citizens of the city, we don't take your safety as a priority. What we take as a priority is processing people as quickly and as efficiently as possible through the court system so we can pass them off to the next people and just hope, just cross our fingers that somehow they're going to come out of those doors in 8 to 10 years rehabilitated and better. They're not going to.
I was looking to see if there was any explanation of why he's staying in the juvenile court system. I'm looking through through back stories, and I don't see the explanation. It was just after hearing evidence in two different court hearings, they determined that he would be charged in the juvenile court system and not as an adult.
Yeah.
Hopefully he gets the max. I get it. What is there then to discourage anyone from doing this again in the future? Not that the threat of punishment ever does, but still.
It doesn't, but it's the like I said, the problem I have with this is we need to keep people like this away from society.
So they don't do it again.
Yeah. Like, maybe just maturity will make them less likely to do this. And that way, we'll let you out when you're in your 40s and you're less likely to do something like this. Because if you're willing to do this in your teens, what's to stop you from doing it when you're in your 20s?
Yeah. I mean, they were trying to steal a car.
Yeah.
So they were already willing to do that at the age of 15. And then they're interrupted. And instead of just taking off on foot or whatever, they decide to shoot the person that's trying to interrupt it. It's incredibly sad.
And if this doesn't clear the bar for adult court, I mean, what does? I know they said he was a teenager, but what was he, like, just turned 13?
He's 15.
15. Okay, yeah. He's 15 years old. Jeez. I mean, I'm not saying put him in the adult system, but keep him in the juvenile system until he's an adult and then put him in that system.
Is that not what's going to happen then? Because he's in the juvenile system.
Yeah, no, I'm saying give him a longer sentence. I'm not saying turn him over to the adult system right now. That would be crazy. But it's, I don't know.
In the pleading guilty, though, that's the max you can do for that charge for manslaughter is 15 years. They must have thought they weren't going to win, if there was a possibility that they weren't going to win if they went to trial. And then the outrage, if he had not been convicted, I mean, you want him behind bars for as long as you can get him.
Yeah.
You don't want to take the chance of going to trial and this not being a guilty verdict.
I guess it just seems to me like it was 5:15 at night.
Yeah.
In August, so it was daylight. They caught these guys less than an hour later.
Yeah.
Seems like.
And I think because they took off in the car.
Yeah.
And they knew what car they were looking for.
Right, right. Yeah. So what are the chances that this kid was driving around in this car and wasn't the person who murdered him? Like, the only thing you could say was, like, we weren't sure which one of these kids did it because there were two people charged initially and then they dropped one. But I don't know. I think that they had enough evidence. I think that they're just playing it safe. That's the problem. Is it's easier for them to just say, look, we're not gonna put as much effort into this. We're not gonna gamble on this. But damn it, I think the citizens of the city would be fine with a gamble because this doesn't seem like the right amount of punishment.
And we have a different prosecutor now.
Yeah.
So if this had been under our current prosecutor, I wonder this would have gone differently. I think your fear is you're gonna have a jury you're gonna end up with someone on a jury.
Who's gonna feel sorry for him
because he's a kid. Yeah. And you're going to hear all about the kid's life story. And he needed to steal the car so that he could sell the car to help feed his family. I mean, heaven only knows what they could have come up with. And you don't want a sympathetic jury toward that. So, all right. If you want to talk about it, I know we have phone lines ringing.
913-586-7798. Yeah. If you want to comment on this, go ahead. 913-586-7798. Take your texts and calls coming up on midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We were just talking through the latest development in the death of Sean Brady, owner of Brady and Fox, when he was with us. And if you don't remember how that went down, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, he went outside of his restaurant. I'm trying to think streets, 63rd and Holmes, if I'm not mistaken, right around there. And he went to take out the trash at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, like he would do. And there were a couple of guys that were there trying to steal a car. I don't know if it was his car. And he confronted them. Hey, what are you doing? I mean, it was something like that. And they shot him.
Mm-hmm.
They got away, but not for long. Two juveniles were arrested initially. Charges were later dropped against one of the juveniles. Now the other one has pleaded guilty to manslaughter. I believe he's 15. Maybe he's turned 16 since then. He's facing up to 15 years in prison for that.
A lot of people find that, and I include myself in that, to be just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, you knew what you were doing at the age of 15.
I've always said that, too. Like, if when I was 15, if somebody put a gun in my hand and said, go kill somebody, I go, no, I'd rather not do that. I understand the consequences. If I was 9 and my older brother's like, hey, if you don't kill this guy, you're not in our group, I don't know, maybe I would have been tempted or something. Even at 9, though, that seems crazy.
You knew.
And again, the wider effect this has on society is what bothers me so much. Is it says to everybody who's looking over their shoulder, and we're doing this increasingly all aspects of our day, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Your safety, your concerns, your fear, none of that matters. What matters is getting people through the court system as quickly and as efficiently as possible.
And again, what it says is, just in terms of what happened, is no matter what crime you're witnessing, and I've talked about this with road rage before, yeah. You know, no matter what somebody else does to you, you can't interrupt them. You can't talk to them. You can't try to stop whatever's happening because they might shoot you.
Right. You're going to think twice. And I guarantee all across the city, people have thought twice before going up and even if you thought they were stealing your car.
Yeah.
Don't say anything. Don't get involved.
They might have a gun.
Don't say anything. From the text line, just going to go through a couple of these. Liberal judges and mayors have ruined the city. Crime isn't a team sport, okay? You want consistent consequences, period. It doesn't have to do with anything to do with liberal judges and conservative judges. Now, maybe a more conservative judge would be more willing to throw down a harsher sentence. Maybe a more liberal judge is going to believe in rehabilitation or whatever. But to make this political, as we do with so many aspects, is ignoring the bigger problem.
Yeah.
The bigger problem is not that liberal justices or conservative justices aren't on. Go ahead, Jamie.
Well, no, keep going. Cause I hate to be logical about it, but also prosecutors go and they're called in the juvenile justice system, they're called commissioners. It's a weird thing that we do here, but it is completely possible that prosecutors didn't have enough evidence.
Yeah.
They thought, they tried. They went before the commissioner and they made their case to put this in adult court. And it's completely possible they didn't have enough to convince this commissioner it should be in adult court. I mean, it might just be an evidence thing.
And for people like me who think that they should have gone ahead anyway, like
the judge should have said, let's go ahead anyway.
So you should have with limited evidence. That's the problem is like we need guaranteed justice. We need to guarantee that this person is definitely going to go to jail or they and
you have that guarantee now.
Yeah, they're definitely in jail.
Yeah.
And that's what so much of the justice system is built on is avoiding court, is avoiding trials. We want them to plead out and that makes it easier for us. Not only does it make it for more efficient justice system, but it also makes it so we don't have to gamble on it looking like we don't know how to do our jobs. Because it would be so bad for the prosecutor if this guy walked free.
But not just in terms of how it would look for the prosecutor, but not every case is open and shut. You know, it is completely possible that the evidence is not clear or you're worried about with the jury's sympathy. You know, the jury's going to have sympathy about one thing or another. Keep in mind, we don't know a lot about this case. We know very little about this 15-year-old. We have no idea if they're calling just the initials KH. We don't know if they had a criminal background or not. We don't know the involvement of this other kid that they later dropped charges. Maybe that kid gave a lot of, you know, and said, no, it was the other guy that did everything. Who knows who else was involved? We just don't know anything. And that's frustrating. We don't have the answers that would help inform the case. And I hate to be the one with a little bit of faith in the system. I think prosecutors tried as hard as they could.
I think my problem is there just seems to be a mentality of winning and losing when it comes to this instead of the broader aspect of how does it affect our constituents and how does it affect the city? And it seems like too often we're focused on winning and losing instead of that broader effect. From the text line, it's nice to know that Weir doesn't believe in redemption. Okay, here's the thing. I do believe in redemption after consequences. Accountability is step one. Redemption is step two. Okay. So I want fewer victims. I want more lives. Let me rephrase that. I want fewer victims and lives changed. Because I was going to say, I want fewer victims and more lives changed. I want less lives changed because that's unfortunately what we deal with is how this one event can affect so many of us. That starts with the system that says we mean it and then offers a way back.
Yeah.
But I don't think we're getting that with this kid maybe spending 15 years in jail.
I bet he gets 15. My prediction is I think he gets the 15. Yeah, I think especially because they left it in juvenile court. We don't know what was in the plea deal exactly. And what's infuriating to me is that because he's a juvenile, we're not going to find out what sentence he got. And that makes no sense. I don't understand. But my gut says that because they decided to leave it in juvenile court, and if it's the same judge that puts down the sentence, it's going to be the 15. And so then he's 30 when he gets out, unless there's good behavior.
That's that's what I was thinking. It's going to be good behavior. He's going to maybe do 10.
Because he's a nightmare behind bars and causes trouble while he's in there.
I mean, but it just seems like this guy getting out at 30.
I'm with you. I have sympathy for kids, and you know, we have the age of 18 for a reason. Yeah. And I don't know at what age in Missouri he was old enough to be charged as an adult, because it was a topic of conversation. So, and I'm all about giving kids second chances, you know, but you committed murder. I mean, there wasn't a debate about what you did. You were interrupted committing a crime, so you committed a bigger crime.
Yeah. Right. And it seems so random. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
That's so much worse for us as a city and as a society when these types of things happen randomly. Because it's one thing if it's somebody you know. It's one thing if you got into an argument. When it's random violence, and God, guys, we're seeing way too much of that lately in the city. There's just too much. Just people start an argument, and then five people around them get shot.
Or we had, and I have to keep my ages of my teenager straight right now. Was he 16? The guy, the kid the other night that was at James Reed Road and 89th, whatever. He just got shot on the street.
He was riding his bike, or he was just walking down the street. I can't remember, just doing nothing. And gets randomly shot.
The definition of random.
Yeah.
At the age of 16. And he's just outliving his life.
Right. That's when it's more frightening.
Yeah.
Because there's certain controllable factors to the other kind of the usual homicides where it's two people who hate each other.
Yeah.
Or one person hates the other person.
Gangs or. Yeah.
But that's not as much of a threat to society in general. This kind of thing is. And that's why it's kind of disheartening to see him only getting 15 years. But anyway, we move on. Let's talk about the Kansas State Fair. It begins on Friday. We're going to talk about that coming up. And we'll just ask you to text in right now, 913-586-7798. What are the best activities, food, etc.? Convince me.
To go to the
this
state fair.
This old curmudgeon you're listening to go to the Kansas State Fair. 913-586-7798. Your text on that coming up in just a few minutes on Midday.
Kansas State Fair gets underway this Friday in Hutchinson. There's quite the diverse lineup of performers this year.
Yeah, that was Sam Barber. He will be one of them.
Never heard of him.
Me either.
We'll play for you others. All right. If we're trying to convince Jonathan Weir to go to the Kansas State Fair, I don't know if that's going to do it. I don't know if some of the others are going to do it either.
I'm just walking around. It's fine. I'm not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Necessarily going to be sitting there jamming to that.
But we were talking about, and feel free to text in, what would convince you to go? What would convince them to go? Activities, food. A second ago, until my computer decided to restart and shut down and update, I had a list of the new fair foods this year. And I'll find that again. That looks pretty cool.
Kettle corn's a good one to take, though.
No, it's not. That is a bad... In the list of 40 different foods that you could get at the state fair, that's number 41. that's just not... That's not going to get him to go.
I mean, I the thing is, I'm leaning towards going anyway. It's not, it doesn't need to be a hard sell because I think it'll be fun. Like I've never been to one. I think my family's always looking for things to do. Mm-hmm. Well,
it's not that far.
Me and Katie and Finn, Henry and just wants to stay at home and be left alone, but he loves that. He loves us leaving the house.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know.
Okay. So my favorite is, what, I don't know if you know, you would know the answer to this. I grew up with elephant ears.
Okay.
In Illinois, we had elephant ears.
Yep.
Other places do funnel cakes. Mm-hmm. And that's a regional thing somehow. I don't know which one we have at the Kansas State Fair. I don't know if that's an elephant ear or funnel cake. I think elephant ears are better because it's just a big piece. My mom used to make them with leftover pizza dough when we'd make pizza at home. And then she'd take the rest and she'd roll it out a little bit and then deep fry it. And then cinnamon and sugar and other stuff.
Yeah.
I like it because it's a better vehicle for things. But the funnel cake is good, too. I like a good fried dough.
I've never heard of elephant ears, but I have had my fair share of funnel cakes.
Okay, so it might be an Illinois thing.
It is. I've never seen it outside of Illinois.
I think funnel cake is pancake batter, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure. Corn dogs are my other get. Like, if I'm getting the biggest, longest corn dog I can.
Saltwater taffy seems to be a big deal there.
That's not my
thing. I like saltwater taffy. I like that.
This year they have the new things they have.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not going to live.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should go because I don't think I'll be back on air.
Fried brownie bites.
Yeah. I was just looking at it. Fried brownie.
Pulled pork corn dog.
That. Okay.
Explain that to me. How are we putting pulled corn?
You just put it. In a
cake.
I guess you just compress it so it's kind of solidified.
And then put it in batter.
Put it in batter and then put it on a stick.
Can I go?
Oh my
you?
God. I'm definitely going now.
Cookie butter beignets.
Okay.
Firecracker wontons. Tasty Tuesday is coming back this year.
What's that?
You can enjoy $2 concession items at a bunch of, they've got a whole list here. Of things that qualify for $2, like the kettle corn bags, or let's see what actually looks interesting, a deep fried Oreo for $2.
Never had one.
Let's see, cheese fries, cheesy bacon pork rind on a stick.
I don't know what this is, but it's something called hog quarter. It's H-A-W-G quarter. So what, by getting a quarter of a pig?
Is it just a mound of pork?
I don't know. Hog quarter.
Fried pies. Those are really used to call those hand pies too, like that are they're calzones basically, but they're sweet, filled with things
like like what Hostess used to have.
Yes, exactly.
They still have that, by the way.
I don't know, I haven't seen one, but they're in that waxy paper.
Yep.
No, they used to be in the waxy paper. That's when they were good. Yeah. Now they're in the cardboard box, and they don't taste the same.
Thank you, venture capitalism.
Yeah. Let's see, what else can you get? Let's see, a rice bowl. Who cares about that?
Dippin' Dot Mini, the ice cream of the future.
Dippin' Dots. Love that.
3 ounce rice bowl. Come on. You're gonna put that on there with all this other stuff. Oh, you get some white rice, everybody.
Cotton candy.
Hot dogs.
You can get your cotton candy.
Yeah.
You can get your hamburgers. You can get
that's
your
only on Tuesday.
Well, that stuff was just for $2. You can get them anytime.
Yeah. Okay.
That's $2 on Tuesday. But I'm just thinking about other fair food that you could, and it's KansasStateFair.com, by the way, for anybody that wants to take a look. The cotton candy, the deep fried everything. Like everything that you could possibly want that comes deep fried. You just get regular hot dog if you want. I still think the kettle corn is very low on the list. The lemon shakeups can do the lemon shakeups. There's usually a beer tent.
Okay.
So these are all you can go into.
Yeah. From the text line, get a Krebel sausage with kraut. Not a big sauerkraut fan.
I'm not either.
Yeah, sorry. I am German, but not now. We're going on Sunday the 7th. You can watch my granddaughter in the pedal tractor pull.
Okay.
Okay. Sure. I don't know what that is, but good for your granddaughter. I hope she wins.
I have a list of the rides and the height requirements.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just doing math.
What are the rides?
On a lot of these. I don't know what they are, but I can tell you how they describe them.
Can you tell me which ones you can and can't ride?
It would take me a while. I think I'm okay on most of these. And that was me, and I'm going to remember that.
I wasn't even paying attention.
I was. And
I was reading, and then I heard him
say, "Karma's going to come back and get you later, my friend." Okay, the bullet train. Let's see. Downdraft.
How much do you pay per thing, or do you have to pay to get in?
Usually, it's like
Oh, it does say buy tickets. Hold on. How much are tickets?
And then you get a certain number of coupons, and then you can buy more coupons. The Iron Dragon.
Okay.
Oh, remember the teacups? The little teacups that you can ride around.
I'm going to get sick. I don't like that.
Well, some of these have a max also. Let's see. The carousel. The carousel is always good. How do you feel about a Ferris wheel?
I don't... It's,
we know how it feels about one in particular.
I think I've said this before when we've talked about
this. This is just the regular Ferris wheel downtown.
I don't like Ferris wheels. Like, I've never been a fan because it doesn't do enough for me to feel like the risk is worth it. And I know that's not risky, but I don't like heights. But if I'm on a roller coaster, it's worth it because you go up really high and then you go down really fast. Okay. But on a Ferris wheel, it's just like, okay, I'm up here. Now what?
We have the Magic Maze.
Okay.
The Crystal Castle. The Ring of Fire, the Tornado, the Fire Chief, the Motorcycle Jump, Bulgy the Whale is apparently
That'll be my nickname after I go to the eat the fried Oreos. Bulgy the Whale's coming out, kids.
The Raptor Run, which has got the big, I'm not going to describe this very well. It's
like a roller coaster?
Well, it's like this. Let's see if I can actually
do it without script.
This one.
Oh, I ain't doing that. Nope.
Not doing that?
Nope.
Why not?
It's just spinning in a circle.
But it's you go up and down. Still, you're very particular about these.
I don't like getting dizzy.
Very interesting.
I'm more interested in the food.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm way more interested in the food. We could play some more. Let's give him another taste of the entertainment there, Quentin, so that he knows night to go. Because it's...
So a lot of country music?
No. This is one of the country stars. Well, but
all
there
he's
also,
played was country so far.
Played two.
Yeah. And there's a third one that we can play, but there's...
Oh, hell yes! I'll go see the fray! Yeah! In the bitter... Oh, my God! I'll go see the fray, sure!
This is the song that I... This is from Grey's Anatomy. That's most of us know the song. But
Grey's Anatomy ripped it off from Scrubs. Thank you very much.
Okay. What other song? I assume... Monday, which was never... Anyway,
I think I found my new Monday song.
What is this?
This works for every day of the week, except for Sunday. It's called by Lori Morgan. This is a classic.
I heard it.
In country.
Well, I didn't do classic country. I did hot country.
Well, no, just country in general. Bad. She's a classic. Ludacris is playing. And then there are a couple others that I didn't know as well.
It's Joshua Queen.
Okay, I was going to say the Lumineers. I have no idea.
Let's see.
Sounded exactly like every other band.
Here's the other thing I'll tell you about.
I'll go for, though.
You've never been to Hutchinson, I assume.
Not that I know of.
Okay, you would probably know. Because
it really? Is it that bad?
Well, no, but it's... You don't end up there on accident. if you're going to Hutchinson, you're going to Hutchinson. And I've gone multiple times because I have family down there for reunions. But there are two other really cool... attractions down there that have nothing to do with the fair that you should absolutely go do. One is the Cosmosphere, which is the space museum. They have, Apollo 13. Anything that was left.
This looks like just a barn with rockets on it. That's awesome.
The Cosmosphere.
Yeah,
they have the LEM from Apollo 13.
Oh, yeah,
they have the original one. They have the largest collection of Russian space artifacts outside of Moscow. It's amazing.
Okay.
It's super, super cool.
Yeah, this is neat.
The other one that I dorked out on that surprised me was Stratica, which is the salt mine. So you go way, way down.
Yeah.
And you explore the salt mines that run from Hutchinson up here. We have the underground storage here just north of the river. And that's what that is. We have all these salt mines that go from here to there, and they have, you go 600 feet underground, take an elevator down, and then you walk through all these salt mines. And it's cool. But at the end, they have a collection of movie costumes.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
Because salt is a preservative.
Oh, okay.
And so they like store
Superman,
them there.
Batman, Mr. Freeze from Batman and Robin.
It's cool. I know it sounds dorky, but it's really fun.
Well, I like how weird that is.
Yeah.
Like you go down to the salt mine and then there's a bunch of mannequins wearing movie costumes. That's just a weird combo.
But you learn all about the old salt mine days and the trains and how they mined all the salt back then and everything.
Got Mr. Smith or Agent Smith, I mean, from The Matrix down there. Why? Yeah.
So that's a good weekend. Go down, go do the fair one day, and then do one or both of those other two things the next day.
That's how I'm spending my Saturday.
Eat everything. You know, games Friday night, so go get that out of the way Friday.
Do it Saturday.
What are people saying about food?
On the text line
about food. What am I thinking about? That's what am I forgetting about food? I still think I'm not as much of a funnel cake person as I am elephant ear, but I'm happy with the corn dog.
Arm wrestling competition. I ain't doing that.
Okay.
Somebody the Krebs sausage with kraut. Missouri State has had elephant ears the past 2 years. I guess somebody talking about that. Funnel cake. It's just the basics.
Okay. I think the cheesy bacon pork rind on a stick is probably worth a try.
Mm.
And French fries in every direction.
The pork rind is, sure. I'm definitely doing that corn dog poured pulk.
And the deep fried Oreo, I think
pork
is...
pork thing. There you go.
Is worth it. And Dole Whip.
Oh, geez. We're at 50 after. All right. Coming up, I lost track of what we were doing.
Because it's so exciting.
I was looking at all the things to do in Hutchinson, Kansas, everybody. Coming up, young people are putting ice in their beer. Why? Because young people be tripping these days, guys. That's right. That's a trademark phrase. Mine. Be back in a few minutes.
I don't know why kids are doing this, but... kids, as in the youngest drinkers among us, are putting ice in their beer.
There's a new TikTok trend of people wanting a beer on the rocks. It's apparently catching on among Gen Z. And the idea is that adding ice is the most refreshing way to drink your beer. This isn't the first time people have been passionate about ice cold beer, especially in the summer. But adding actual ice is controversial. Someone in the comments said, literally any chilling method is fine except ice cubes.
Yeah, it's going to water it down.
Why would you want to water it down?
It's the same rule applies to anything you put ice in.
Yep.
It's the same reason why some people will put a little bit of ice in their scotch. You want it to water down a little bit.
Yeah.
But if you put a lot of ice in your scotch, it's going to get too watery. Just get a cold glass if you want it cold.
I would drink a warm beer before I would put ice in it. To water down. Like what I want my beer to taste like Bud Light. Yeah, good. Fine. That's awesome.
I just don't. There are people that put ice in their wine. And I'm like, man, if you can't handle.
That's a big thing. People doing that now,
especially younger people. Yeah. Or frankly, it's women my age. But like, if you can't handle a rosé without ice in it, drink something else. Drink White Claw then.
Yeah.
If you can't handle that.
I think that's what this is. This is the seltzerization.
Yeah.
This is the White Clawification.
It's like they can't drink
of all the other things.
Real beer. Yeah. So we've got to put ice in it.
If you did it with liquor, that's one thing.
Yes.
Beer is already made to consume straight.
Yes.
Like you don't need to do anything to it.
Yeah.
Anyway, coming up, we're going to be doing our list nominations. Today, it's backyard pastimes.
This is fun.
Backyard activities. Get yours in right now. 913-586-7798. What is your favorite thing to do in the backyard? 913-586-7798.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.